The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's with me as always. But there is a lot of things happening in the sports world. A lot, man. So many things happening. From college football to Major League Baseball postseason action, where, by the way, for the most part, it's pretty good to be either a wild card team or a road team, for the most part. Unbelievable stuff going on in Major League Baseball. Unbelievable stuff. NFL football, we know you're the king. We know you are the king, man. Nobody can wait. We all love it. It's unbelievable stuff as well. It's just, things are really, really kicking off, man. This is the best time of the year. I really, truly believe that. We've got NHL hockey just started. We have NBA basketball right around the corner. Jeff, I'm serious, man. I just love this time of year, man.
Man, you said it's good to be a wild card team. It's good to be a road team. But as a fan, it's good to have a dog in the fight. And, you know, I'm kind of a Chicago Cubs fan by proxy, and I'm enjoying every minute of these playoffs.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The Cubbies, obviously, they win that wild card game, and, you know, they sneak one there in St. Louis. And I'll tell you what, man, we've got ourselves a lot of fun going on in the postseason. The Mets and Dodgers are tied up as well. So there's a lot of great stuff, man. I think, you know, the thing to take away is Houston is really solid. I'm impressed with what they've done so far. But anyways, I know we're up against it. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The look of a wood floor adds lots of character to a home, but what's the best way to get it? I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll explore your options right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
People love the look of a wood floor, and today there are so many ways than ever to get it. Knowing the differences between the three main options will help you make the right choice. Solid wood flooring is made from solid wood boards with a tongue and groove joint cut in either edge. They can be unfinished or finished and are nailed in place. Engineered wood flooring is also available as unfinished or finished and is composed of layers of wood glued together. It, too, uses tongue and groove joints, but isn't as thick as solid wood and can be glued or nailed in place. Laminate flooring is made from plastic laminate with a pattern to simulate wood grain. These pieces lock together without nails or glue over a foam pad in a floating installation. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value Store.
It's getting kind of hectic. I believe that's what that song is all about, man. It is getting kind of hectic. It's sports. It's Dorf on Sports, by the way. Jeff Rich with me as well. You can get on board, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And be sure to check us out right here at Sports Byline USA. Man, oh, man, Jeff, so much happening, like I said, in the sports world. And I suppose we should kind of just go a little bit around things here in this segment, and we'll start a little bit in college football. And I'll tell you what, man, you know, you and I were talking a little bit beforehand about some of the rankings and whatnot and this and that and the other. But at the end of the day, Ohio State still number one, undefeated, had a very impressive game as far as the second half goes of that football game. And that's the first time I really felt like they looked interested in a football game this season. Hopefully that continues for them moving forward, because the truth of the matter is it's only going to get tougher. You got Michigan, you got Michigan State, and believe me, those are going to be big games. Michigan playing much better, speaking of which, about them. Another shutout for them. I love this kid from TCU, Trayvon Boykin, man. I'll tell you what, I watched them play last night. That kid is absolutely spectacular. He right now, he's my guy for the Heisman Trophy. I don't care. That kid pretty much put his team on his back and rushed them up and down the field. Some amazing plays, some great athleticism, some great decision-making all around. Very impressed with that young man.
Yeah, and he's got a pretty good lieutenant in number nine, that the 6'5" receiver, Josh Doctson.
Doctson, yeah.
I mean, this guy's, you know, this guy's got over 150 yards and two touchdowns in like the last three or four games that TCU has played. And they've needed, you know, I mean, they're scoring a lot of points, but they've needed to score a lot of points. You know, I mean, that's the big knock that our college football people have on Baylor, is that they can't stop anyone. TCU hasn't shown me a lot, and there's something to be said for the way that their offense puts their defense on the field a lot, but you can't be losing 35-17 to Kansas State at halftime and not expect a little bit of scrutiny for not controlling the entire game.
With that being said, they gave up 10 points in the second half, and they did show up to play defense, and then obviously that offense put up huge numbers, I think 35 points for them in the second half. So you know what, it's all about timing as well, Jeff, and as long as you can get the defensive stops when you need them, that's an important piece. But I understand what you're saying. You don't want to give up points to the likes of K-State. However, they were playing at home. They had a great crowd around them and whatnot. So I think you got to take more about the second half there, where TCU shut them down, giving up 10 points, like I said, them going off for about 35 and pretty much dominating the second half of that football game.
That's right. And then on the flip side, you have the Big Ten teams. You have the top two. Yeah, you could really call it a top three. I think I'll throw Michigan in with Michigan State and Ohio State there in the Big Ten East. And they were all hidden on the Big Ten network, you know, with Ohio State and Maryland being the matinee. Not a convincing first half. You know, if I'm going to knock TCU for their first half, I'm going to knock Ohio State for being tied at 21 with a Maryland team that's about to fire their coach, that hasn't scored points on anyone. I believe they were outscored 73-6 over the previous 2 weeks. So, you know, Ohio State, you know, does their job in the end. Michigan Northwestern was supposed to be the game of the day, and 21 points in the first 6 or 7 minutes of that game put Northwestern all the way out of it. Final 38-0 there. And then Michigan State goes to Piscataway, New Jersey.
And they have to
score a touchdown in the final minute and stop Rutgers with an interim coach in Norris Wilson, who played out of their heads for sure. But Michigan State has to survive Rutgers. So, I mean, it's not exclusive to Ohio State and TCU having to survive these close calls and getting everyone's best shot.
Well, again, in a lot of these cases, let's maybe not get caught speeding. I think Michigan State maybe looking ahead to Michigan and Ohio State a little bit. So you got to just kind of be aware of the schedule to a certain degree. And like you said, though, these close calls are a little too close for comfort for a lot of these teams. What do you think of Texas, man? I mean, they're all over the place, you know? I mean, they can get blown out by TCU 50-7 or 50-0, whatever it was. I mean, I think they still scored on them. I think they just scored again, to be honest. But my point is that there's so much parity in college football. They can look awful 1 week, and then they can go beat Oklahoma the next week.
You know, Oklahoma coming off the bye, and Oklahoma in general this year has gotten away with a lot. You know, they were undefeated up to this point because they were off a week ago. So you think about it, Texas gets drilled by TCU 50-7. Oklahoma sitting on the couch with 2 weeks to prepare. I don't know if this is a heated rivalry if Oklahoma can't get up for this game. You know, certainly Texas could, and they got the big lead early, and Oklahoma kept knocking on the door. But give it up for that Texas pass rush. I mean, Baker Mayfield was running for his life all day and just couldn't save the day in the end for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Agree 100%, man. I mean, look, it's just sometimes we get baffled by what happens on the field. Were you a little impressed with Cal against Utah? I mean, look, we've been pretty high on Utah. They moved up the rankings without playing. Cal had a bunch of mistakes. Let's not kid ourselves. They made a ton of mistakes in that football game, but still had a chance to win that football game. So what do you take away from Utah, and what do you take away from Cal?
Well, I take away from Utah that they can still play defense. And Travis Wilson still has a million-dollar arm. That Devontae Booker is going to run the football, and it's going to catch up with in the end. And that's ultimately what happened. Was Booker was able to run away from the Cal defense in the second half, and Utah was able to do just enough. I mean, you know, five interceptions are what they are. Jared Goff's going to be an NFL talent. You know, pump the brakes on the Aaron Rodgers comparisons because they go to the same school. But
yeah.
You know what? They play in very different systems. Jeff Tedford, the Sonny Dykes. But, you know, it's funny. Going into the season, we were just marking time. This was supposed to be Sonny Dykes' lame duck season, and they were going to replace him up at Berkeley. You know, he started a true freshman quarterback when he got there, and I think it's paying dividends that Jared Goff's got all this experience. Not all of those interceptions were on him, but, you know, they're going to show – you know, they're going to be marks against him in the stat sheet. They're going to be marks against him when he goes into the NFL combine and the pro days and everything else. That, you know, you're throwing against air, but, you know, when you played against a good defense in the Utah Utes on the road, you didn't get it done. So let's see how Cal does the rest of the season. Let's see if they can rebound from this loss, because the Oregon Ducks certainly never rebounded from losing to Oregon.
I think they do rebound, personally. I mean, watching that football game, Goff, like you said, he made the mistakes, but the guy comes back. You know, he almost reminded me more so than Aaron Rodgers, to be honest with you. This is kind of another weird comparison. It happens to be in the same neighborhood, too, but and it's only because I'm very familiar with the guy. But a little bit like Brett Favre, where he could shake it off and then just go back and make a play right after that. However, again, these are lofty comparisons. You don't compare a guy like that to an Aaron Rodgers or a Brett Favre at this point, but I just think he has that mentality of being able to shake it off and go back and make a play, because we saw he did that several times. I was impressed with Cal, to be honest with you. I mean, that's a hostile environment. You know, Utah has looked very good. Let's not kid ourselves. Cal has looked okay. You know, they're getting by the Washingtons, the Washington States, but they stepped up, man. And I thought they played a pretty solid game in a big time moment on national TV. And, you know, I think it bodes well for them. I'm being totally 100% honest on this one.
Well, they've got a, you know, Dykes and Goff, and they, you know, that entire Cal team has a week to rebound. They don't play again until Thursday, October 22nd, but the schedule is not easy. I mean, it's at UCLA. We know what Arizona State was able to do to the Bruins and the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
But UCLA, I don't think they're going to, you know, they're going to be too happy to lose another game in Pasadena. You know, and then USC, you know, they've got their problems, and Oregon, they've got their problems too.
Yeah.
But those are two very difficult opponents, traditionally speaking. So we'll see how Cal bounces back, and you know, that's why they play the games. We're about halfway home, Dorf.
Speaking of the Rose Bowl, did you happen to catch any of the soccer Mexico USA?
You know, we've been over this. The, you know, the game of soccer may be our international sport, but it doesn't move the needle, and the U.S. lets us down once again.
Yeah, they did. However, I was watching the game here and there, you know, in between things, but look, Mexico, just too much pressure. They literally, man, they just kind of pressured them all day, all night, however you want to put it, and they just were too much, too strong for the USA, but well, hopefully they get a little bit better. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. A lot to talk to you about with him in Major League Baseball. Excuse me. Some great series. So we're going to get to that. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. John Poulter on the other side. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Jeff Rich with me as always. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're now going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about you two?
I'm not complaining, man. This is really a great time for me with sports. You know, you got baseball and the playoffs. You got NHL hockey started. You've got NBA basketball coming around the corner. We're definitely in the heat of things with NFL football and college football. I truly don't find it any better. However, I got to be the bearer of bad news with you right now. Texas jumping all over.
Hang on, Dorian. I'm furious right now. we're gonna talk about the late game in here in a minute, but I'll let Dorf get back to Toronto, Texas.
Listen, man. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, the Jays played great to get into the postseason, made those moves and whatnot, and now the Rangers, who have been playing, you know, let's be honest, they've been playing playoff baseball for like a month and a half now, seem to really have their mojo. They're up 2-0. Are the Blue Jays in big trouble, or do we just have to relax?
Oh, they're in huge trouble. You know, you're never out of it until you've lost that third game, but clearly they are in huge trouble.
Jeff, I mean, look, John's not feeling too good, and this is about the first time I can ever remember you not really being somewhat positive about the Blue Jays and what they're doing. And hey, rightfully so, they're down 0-2. They're in a little bit of a hole. Look, what do they got to do to change things around, John?
Well, they got to get back to playing the type of baseball that they played from the July 31st trade deadline to the end of the season. And quite frankly, I think Texas has been full value for both wins. Blue Jays had a couple of bad breaks in each game, but at the end of the day, the Rangers played well, and they were very definitely better prepared for this series than the Blue Jays were. And I think that the rot set in for the Blue Jays when they clinched the American League East after the first game of the doubleheader in Baltimore on the Wednesday before the end of the season. They had what I thought was a very professional celebration on the field between games. Then they went out and put a AAA lineup on the field for the second game. They laid a huge egg. And then they went into the dressing room and had one of those crazy beer and champagne parties with liquid all over the place and those stupid goggles. Got to be a very staged presentation. And I think it was just like that they felt that they had done what they set out to do, and that was win a division and get to the postseason. I watched that celebration, and I thought several times that they looked like they just won the fifth consecutive World Series with the same 25-man roster. I was embarrassed for them. I really was. I thought it was very poor. And it carried over into the rest of their season.
Yeah, good points. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. You know, we've had the benches clear a couple times in the playoffs, starting with John Lester getting or not John Lester, but Jake Arrieta getting hit in the National League wild card game.
Yeah.
And then we watched, we watched in game two, and I believe it was the bottom of the 13th inning, Josh Donaldson stared at a long foul ball a little more than, a little too long for the Rangers' liking. How do you feel the intensity is in these playoffs? And, are these just paying lip service to things that they don't care for, or are these teams genuinely angry about these incidents?
Well, and, John, don't forget about the play in the Dodgers-Mets game as well.
Got to talk about that.
Yeah.
That was a huge turning point. But to Jeff's point, the Donaldson situation, I couldn't understand what that was all about. That was one of those situations where the ball was either fair or foul. If it was fair, it was definitely a home run. If it was foul, let's move on to the next pitch. Donaldson probably knew that, so it was a question of was it fair or foul. I don't think it was a question of standing there and admiring his home run. I'm not sure what the pitcher was upset about. I suspect it was probably just the intensity of the fact that they were late in the game, and it's been a long day for both teams.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is we all know how important it is to win games. we know it's even more important to win playoff games, because when you have opportunities to get to the World Series or an NBA championship or Super Bowl, whatever the arena is, it becomes a little bit more important. It becomes a little bit more intense. And when things happen, it may get a little bit more heated. And you know what? The bottom line is you just don't want to see anybody get hurt like we saw in the Mets and Dodgers game. Right, John?
Oh, that Mets-Dodgers game, I was absolutely shocked when I saw that from a couple of standpoints. Number one, I thought the guy was out. I thought the base runner was out. Utley was out at second base on a force out. They originally called him out, then they reversed the call. You look at it, it looked to me like his foot was on the bag.
Mm-hmm.
He turned away. There is a bit of a gap there at the end, but I think he touched it first. But even so, we've seen that quote-unquote in the vicinity play 1,000 times every season, and we've seen guys called out on a double play where the infielder is a lot further away from the bag.
Now, John, I'm not a big fan of the neighborhood play. I'm a very literal guy. I say touch the base or don't touch the base.
Exactly.
The rules in place to prevent injury, which it obviously didn't do on Saturday night. But Chase Utley doesn't touch the bag. Let's play devil's advocate. Let's say that Tejada doesn't touch the bag. Utley doesn't touch the bag either.
That's
correct. He's ruled out on the field. They go to review. Now, I'm more of a football guy, but I believe that in all of sports, the principle behind reviewing a play is that you have to find overwhelming evidence to the contrary of the play on the field. Now, I think that if he would have been called safe on the field, that because they ruled that Tejada didn't touch the bag, that he would have stayed safe. I think that that's one of those things where the call neither gets confirmed nor overturned. You simply say the ruling on the field stands. One out, Utley's in the dugout, and Cologne's pitching a tie game with a runner on first base, as opposed to runners on first and second, one out, and and then they come unglued. And I thought they came unglued a little bit a la Alou Bartman back in 2003, when Mark Pryor just couldn't get it together after Alou goes nuts in left field.
Yeah, not a bad comparison. I've seen that replay probably 10 times this morning on the MLB site. To me, there's no question that Utley does not slide for the base. He slides late, number one. He slides away from the base, number two. And to slide into the infielder the way that he did, I thought was very, very poor. I hope there's no retaliation today, but we all know how this works. And I hope Mr. Utley has his head up and his eyes open if he gets into the batter's box today, because I don't think the Mets are going to take too kindly to that situation last night at all.
No. I think you address it the same way the Pirates did with Arrieta. You're right or wrong. You just put it in the fleshy part of the thigh. Let him walk to first base and start playing baseball again.
Yeah, you're probably right. I hope you are. I sense that it's going to get a little nasty. The funny thing is that Utley has never, in my mind anyway, has never had the reputation of being a dirty player. So from that standpoint, perhaps you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I was absolutely shocked when I saw last night that he wasn't called out for that. That to me was one of the most dangerous plays I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Look, I think the unwritten rules of baseball are absolutely ridiculous. So they're stupid, to be honest with you. So I don't think he was making a play to even go to the base. He was looking to take that guy out completely. They have to, do something about plays that could cause bodily harm to people. I think they tried to make a little bit of change with what happens at home plate and stuff like that. Second base, third base, whatever. A lot of things could happen when you're trying to pull a move like that. So very dangerous, if you ask me. Hey, we've only got a couple minutes left here, John. The Royals are knotted up. We talked about the Rangers with their series. Every other series is 1-1. Who do you think's in the biggest trouble, and who's in the driver's seat? Could we see a Houston-Chicago World Series?
Well, we could, you guys talked earlier about the fact that the teams with momentum, the wild card teams, are playing well, and they certainly are. maybe this gets down to the thing that we've talked about many times on this program, and that is the team that has to play hard until the end is the team that has the advantage when going into the postseason when the games really count. And Texas, I think, can be included in that conversation because they needed to throw their ace in game 162 just to clinch the division. And, you know, we've just talked about how dominant they've been in the first two games of their series with the Toronto Blue Jays. I think we could be looking at a Houston-Chicago World Series, but I think that's a long, long ways away. I still think the Cardinals are the best team in Major League Baseball, top to bottom. They came unglued horribly yesterday in the second inning, probably the most un-Cardinal-like inning I've ever seen them play when they gave up five unearned runs. And, you know, it's not very often a starting pitcher can get out of a ball game and give up five runs and his ERA actually goes down. And that's what
right.
happened with Garcia yesterday. So I still think that the Cardinals are the team to beat. The Mets have got good pitching. I think they have the leg up on the Dodgers simply because they've got the split in L.A. And, you know, the Dodgers have thrown their number one and number two guys. And I think while the Dodgers and the Mets are equal at one and two, I think when you look at three and four, yeah. I suspect that the Mets actually have an advantage there. Houston, yeah. Kansas City, very even series.
Very good. Hey, John, appreciate it as always. We're up against it. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. Look forward to next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball postseason. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. On the other side, Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box here with us on the show. It is Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Blaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Blaster's feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5608.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're now going to hook up with another one of the many guys we have join us on a weekly basis, none other than Seth Marenblum from Campus Press Box. Seth, good morning, brother. How are you?
All morning.
You know what, man? It's every week we break down what's going on in the world of sports. We have you to talk about what's happening in college football. Look, man, let's start at the top. Ohio State gets by another one. They don't look interested for about a half. They get interested in the second half. They pull away. TCU, another awesome finish to that football game. This Trayvon Boykin kid, to me, is absolutely spectacular. Watched him play. Phenomenal athlete. Great decision maker. Just a very impressive. Utah, Cal. We talked about that. We said we're going to find out how good Cal really is. I was impressed with Cal. I'll be honest with you. A lot of mistakes. Utah not really able to capitalize on them, if you will. Cal having a chance late in that ball game to win it with all those mistakes. So a lot happening in the top. Michigan State sneaks by Rutgers. I think in a couple of these cases, you could make the argument that maybe these guys are just kind of looking ahead to Michigan's or Ohio State's, that kind of thing that's coming up in their schedule. But something to be caused a little bit of concern. I didn't mention Baylor either because they played Kansas, so there's really no reason to mention that. But because I'm with you on that one this week, okay? But for the most part, what do you think about those teams at the top struggling a little bit?
I mean, I think in previous years, a case could be made that Ohio State or Michigan State was looking ahead a little bit. But where we're at in this season, it seems like for those two teams in particular, Michigan State and Ohio State, that games like these are becoming the norm for them. So for that reason, I have a difficult time giving them the excuse they were looking ahead to the bigger game.
Jeff?
All right. Yeah, in your neck of the woods, or at least in SEC country anyway, our game of the week featured Tennessee and Georgia. Georgia looked like they were going to run away with that game. They let Tennessee back in. What goes back and forth at the end? Dobbs and Tennessee end up getting it done. Did Georgia just lose their mojo after the Alabama game, or are we kind of starting to see who Grayson Lambert and the Georgia Bulldogs truly are?
And I think with Georgia, I think maybe it's a little bit of a letdown from Alabama, maybe, but still they were up by a significant margin on Tennessee. I think perhaps the Nick Chubb injury, even though that happened on like the first or second play of the game, I think that more than anything affected Georgia's ability to really ice that away. But I'd also like to say I've been harder on Tennessee and Butch Jones and Josh Dobbs than maybe anybody that I've talked to. And with their backs up against the wall, they really pulled one out yesterday. And they showed a lot of heart. They showed a lot of grit in getting that win yesterday.
Let's keep it rolling here in the same neck of the woods here. How good is LSU? How good is Clemson?
LSU, they're impressive, and I don't think they should be. They have Leonard Fournette, who I think if a Heisman was awarded today, he would most likely be the winner of it. Everybody they play knows that that offense is the Leonard Fournette show, and even with that, he still goes out and just runs wild on people. Even though everybody that's playing defense against them knows that you key on Fournette, and he still just runs wild. It's really an impressive thing to watch. I think with them, are they for real? I'll be interested to see how they look when they go up against, let's say, Florida next week, and, you know, further down the road, Alabama.
That's the voice of Seth Merenblum, Campus Press Box, joining us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, is it possible that we're so infatuated with Leonard Fournette there at LSU that we don't credit the weapons that they, you know, that Harris has at wide receiver in Trayvon Dorrell and Malachi Dupree? I mean, it seems like they're keeping defenses honest to where you can't do what Virginia Tech did to Ezekiel Elliott in the opener against Ohio State. That you have to play LSU honest, and you know you have to consider those guys' weapons and then let Fournette get his when he does.
Yeah, I think that's a testament, Jeff, to the job that Cam Cameron is doing there as offensive coordinator right now. You know, his ability to call a game and to hide the deficiencies that they have on offense while using those same deficiencies to the best of their ability, I think he is doing a remarkable job as the coordinator of that offense right now.
Seth, what'd you think of Texas? I mean, look, they can get blown out by TCU. They can look absolutely terrible, but then they beat an Oklahoma team who is coming off of a really big victory for them, and they go out and lay an egg. So can you put any sort of tell us what's up with Texas? Because I'm so confused about this team. I don't even know how to spit it out, to be honest with you.
It's another day. It's another Saturday afternoon in the Big 12. I mean, who knows, you know, what we're going to get when we watch one of their games. I mean, it's, you know, these wild shootouts happen between, you know, K-State and TCU. And, you know, K-State isn't a team with their quarterback who should be able to be in a shootout with anybody. You know, Texas, you know, last week they play TCU and just get run out of the building like 55-7. They come back this week and, you know, beat Bob Stoops and Oklahoma. I mean, a couple of things with that. One, I think Bob Stoops gets so wrapped up in beating an SEC team that in his subconscious mind, he's won his Super Bowl for the year when they beat Tennessee a few weeks ago. You know, as for Texas specifically, I think Charlie Strong with his back against the wall and all, you know, and all of this soap opera type of material that's swirling about that program, and the parent that, you know, wants something done about Charlie Strong because of the mean language that the parent had lobbed at them by Charlie Strong, and he gets that team, you know, prepared. He gets that locker room back in order, you know, enough to go out and beat their biggest rival, you know, and when the stakes were really high. Because I don't think Charlie Strong was going to truly be on the hot seat this year based on the parameters of the contract and the buyout from Louisville. But if Strong in Texas goes out yesterday and lays another egg like they did against TCU, I think that seat gets significantly hotter, and you know, Strong had that team ready to go.
Agree 100%. And I was kind of thinking myself, this is the signature win that he needs for that program, for himself, and for everybody to have and restore that belief that they had in him when they brought him there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said the magic word, and that magic word was belief. So he's given that fan base and the boosters enough belief in him now that, you know, I think he has a little bit in the bank now to get him through the end of this year and into next year. And, you know, now I think kind of a peripheral investment, you know, of sorts is, you know, Shaka Smart with that Texas basketball program. If he can get them winning early on, that'll take even a little bit more of the negative spotlight away from Strong, and will paint that entire athletic department in a much better light than they may currently be in.
You know, I think we're in for a really, really interesting race here for the end of the season, to see, you know, as teams are jockeying for who's going to play for the national title. Who do you think, like, does Michigan State control? They don't really control their own destiny to a certain. Like, my point is who's
well, sure
in the driver?
Sure, they do.
They do. Of course.
They play the teams that they need to play. They got to win those games, and that's what control your destiny is.
Okay. My point is this: is that you got to look at it like this, okay? Teams like Michigan State, Ohio State, they're going to tussle against each other. They're going to have a big issue. One of those teams is probably going to wind up getting ousted. So my real point is, I guess, from the outside looking in, like an Alabama, an LSU, a Utah, who do you think controls their destiny most going towards the college playoffs?
You know, I think, you know, the team that controls their destiny their most may be, you know, any one of those three Big Ten teams with Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan. And what's made that all possible is this just unbelievable job that Harbaugh has done in his first year at Michigan. Because I think without the way Michigan has been dominating games, you know, if Michigan State beats them and they aren't playing like they have been, all right, wow, great, you beat a Michigan team who's still down on their luck, and you know, Ohio State would kind of be the same way. So I think Michigan has made that Big Ten race and what it means on the national scene, it means everything now. I think it's one of those Big Ten teams that truly control their own destiny.
Well, and speaking of Michigan, I mean, you know, we were kidding and joking about them early in the season and saying, you know, they're not going to be in a national title race, but all of a sudden they very well could be in a national title race.
Oh yeah, and I think what Michigan has done just, you know, puts the spotlight on what it means to have a really top tier defense. I mean, because what they're at two shutouts in a row now. I think
it's four.
But four. I mean the way that they're outscoring opponents is just phenomenal. And you know, they don't have the sexiest quarterback in the world. And I mean, the offense doesn't really have a superstar. But when you have a defense that's able to go out and, heck, they don't even have to pitch shutouts, just knowing that you don't have to really score more than 10 points, it takes so much pressure off of the offense, and it takes so much pressure off of the offensive coordinator that, you know, they seemingly play with house money on the offensive side of the ball every single week they go out there.
Yeah, actually, we were both wrong, by the way. You said one or two. It's actually three. 31-0 against BYU, 28-0 against Maryland, and then 38-0 against Northwestern. So three weeks in a row they've held the team scoreless.
One of the things I think is crazy is that Iowa is, you know, the only remaining undefeated on the other side with Northwestern going down. They go up to Evanston next week. And you look at their schedule, the way, you know, with the conference expansion, they're going to waltz into this Big Ten championship as long as they can hold serve in the West without having to play Ohio State, Michigan State, or Michigan.
Hey, Seth, stick with us through the break. We'll bring you on to close out the hour with us if you've got a couple more minutes, because we'll let you get a final thought in there about that. But very interesting stuff going on in the Big Ten. It's kind of crazy. We've kind of been knocking the Big Ten about their football play the last few years. Well, looks like the Big Ten's got it back together for the most part with Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, and then obviously Iowa you're talking about too. So we're talking about SEC and we're talking about Big Ten. Go figure. Anyway, Seth Marenbloom joining us from Campus Press Box. We're going to bring him back on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional
professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us, talking some Major League Baseball with us. And we still got Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box because he's going to finish the hour out with us. Seth, I think you were in the middle of a thought as we were kind of going to break, so I'll let you take it back.
Well, Jeff was talking a little bit about the Big Ten West with Iowa and Northwestern, and it just, you know, Iowa being on this fast track to the championship game against, you know, whichever team winds up sorting themselves out of the Big Ten East. And I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't watched Iowa this year. I've watched Minnesota a little bit. I saw a little bit of Northwestern's game against Stanford, and for the past 3 years, I haven't missed a Nebraska game. So I'm very familiar with Nebraska of those teams. My takeaway from all of that is if there's a team in the Big Ten West that is able to play with any semblance of consistency within a game, they should not have a problem, getting through their division. And, you know, based on what I've seen, based on what I've read, you know, I would say that, you know, between Iowa and Northwestern, those are the teams that division is going to go through this year, because I haven't seen consistency from Minnesota, and I sure as heck haven't seen in-game consistency from Mike Riley in Nebraska.
Great stuff as always, Seth. Really love talking to you about college football, man. I can't wait till next week to do it again. So looking forward to it. Thanks as always, bro. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.
Seth Marenbloom, Campus Press Box, joining us as he does each and every week here on the program. Man, oh, man, that's crazy. That hour went really quickly, Jeff. We got one more on the horizon with you, myself, and obviously the crazy guy from Los Angeles, California, Fred Wallen. So keep it close. Hour number two is on the horizon. Hour number one in the books for Jeff, for Scott. I'm the Dorf Man. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.